And we're back. Let me ask you a question. Are any of you thinking about making trips this coming summer? Do you have family plans? Do you like to go to the beach? You know, travel to the beach, go visit family members because, you know, the kids will be out of school, take a road trip. Are any of you already planning to do that? Are any of you working in long distance? And you know how the traffic is when school's in versus school's out. Sometimes it can be a little bit lighter depending on where you're going and what you're doing. Well, remember back in the day, Joe Biden said that he's going to refill our reserves. He's going to refill it. But I guess he's changed his mind now. And this is the way I see this. This is all to appease the woke leftist agenda with their green stinking New Deal. They're wanting to pour money into Ukraine. They're wanting to pour money into all these woke programs, but yet they don't want to help out the American people. The reason why the gas prices are currently high is because of Joe Biden. And let me be clear about something. The gas prices did come down. When President Trump was in office, I remember gas was what? I think gas one time hit like $2.25. And then Joe Biden goes in, and I'm talking about the premium, the high stuff, $2.25. It was like $1.75 in some places when President Trump was in office. And then Joe Biden comes along. Before Putin invades Ukraine, gas prices go through the roof. $3, $4 in some places. $7, $8 in California. And then the gas prices come down like $1.50. And then they say, oh, we brought the gas prices down. We did better than President Trump. They're still high from when President Trump was in office. Now, look at this video talking about the oil that Joe Biden and the Democrats don't want us to have.
Today, the Biden administration announced that it's going to pull back its plans to refill the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, they drained that to try and bring gas prices down earlier. Well, they've been trying to fill it back up, but now it is way too expensive. So they say we hit $86 today on the futures market. They say it costs too much, so we're not going to do it. And now is the time of huge political, geopolitical risk out there. So I don't know. This summer could be a tough summer if you want to drive somewhere.
It's going to be a tough summer. That's like I said. Think about these family trips. You might have to rethink it. And a lot of times when the gas prices go up, everything else goes up. Because when they transport goods to the grocery store, to the hardware store, no matter where it is, they have to pass that cost on to the consumer. And that's exactly what happened. That's how it works. So they don't care that they're not going to be able to refill it. But, you know, the most disturbing thing to me is that he's not going to refill it. So what happens if the United States of America goes into a full-on war? They're not going to make sure that you and I have the fuel to travel. They're going to have the fuel, but we're not going to have the fuel.
And that's what
what's huge... what's going to happen is it's going to cause the gas to go from $3. And I think I got gas. It was $3.50. It was $3.89, almost $4 again.
Well, that's good for us, though. But there's places in California that are above $7.
Yes,
now.
Yes. Yeah. So imagine if we go into war. Gas that is $3.89 for me right now will become easily $7. In California, it'd be, the same price as minimum wage now, $20 a gallon. $20 a gallon, easily, in some places in California.
I mean, just the fact that he's coming out and made this announcement today that he's not going to refill the petroleum stockpiles is going to make the price go up. I guarantee this time next week, we're going to start seeing prices go up.
Oh, it's already started. I got gas today. I got gas the other day, and it was $3.35.
And
today it was $3.89.
What? Really?
It's already gone up.
50 cents.
It's already gone up.
Wow.
It's already gone up. It's ridiculous. You let me know in the comment if you noticed it too. Listen to what Joe Biden said back in 2002. Or I'm sorry, no, not 2002, 22. Back in 22. Listen to what he said then. He couldn't talk then, just like I can't talk right now, right? He couldn't talk then. He couldn't talk in 2020 either. But listen to what he says.
Today, I'm announcing a plan to refill the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve in the years ahead at a profit for taxpayers. The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Today, I'm announcing.
So President Trump says on day one that he's going to drill, baby, drill. He's going to drill on day one, and that makes him a dictator, according to the left. They don't want them to drill. They don't want them to drill. I saw a video, and you know what would have been really good to play with this? I saw a video where these climate activists went into a car show. I believe it was in New York, Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken. They went in and they were pouring oil all over the floor. They were pouring oil on top of the vehicles, and the vehicles that they were pouring oil onto were EVs, electric vehicles. They're pouring the oil onto them. So no matter what you do, these radical leftists, Democrats, they will never, ever be satisfied. They will never be satisfied. They will never be happy. They can care less that people are probably, you know, that are buying the EVs. They can care less. You know why? Because it actually takes more energy, more resources, more oil to create the electric vehicles than it does a regular vehicle that burns gas. Takes more energy to create them. A lot more. Let me play one more for you really quick here. This is, this is such a beautiful video. This is President Trump.
I love this.
This is like one of the best videos on President Trump. Split screen it for me. Now, I mentioned it earlier. Remember Joe Biden, what he did this Easter Sunday, Transgender Visibility Day, right? That's what they call it, Transgender Visibility Day. And President Trump has a name that he's designating for November. November 5th, right?
Right.
November 5th of this year. What do you think President Trump is calling November 5th of this year? The Democrats call it one thing for Easter. Listen to what President Trump says for this November.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians. And November 5th is going to be called something else. You know, it's going to be called Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
Christian Visibility Day. That is so awesome. I'm like, man, that's phenomenal.
I love Trump's sense
of
humor.
I love it too.
He's so good.
Now, it's absolutely great.
And they're going to be so mad over that.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? There's people that, okay, so President Trump, he's holding the Bible, and the entire left that rejects God, they go berserks over it. They're angry about it. And they're not angry because President Trump was holding the Bible. They're angry because people are going to purchase the Bible and people are going to read the Bible. That's what they're really angry about. And it has all the other documents in it that they hate. But then they turn around and designate Trans Visibility Day on Easter. What is that? Do you see what's happening? On one side, you got these evil demonic demons doing their stuff. You're left, right? And then on this side, they see what President Trump is doing. So they feel like, oh, we can do this. We got to do this. There is a clear difference between what side the Democrats are on and those of us that love freedom. There is a clear difference. Typically, most people that support President Trump, they are Christian. There's a clear difference. Satan has his people on the left and God has his people on the right. It happened even with Moses. When Moses led the Israelites out of Israel to the promised land, they actually divided while they were out in the wilderness. Moses went up to the hilltop, got the Ten Commandments, and came back down. They had a golden calf. And what ended up happening with the, what would happen? They end up killing those that were doing the golden calf. Did you know that? End up killing them. they end up killing other Israelites because they went against God, creating that golden calf. Hey, let me tell you also about pamperwithgrace.com. I've been really happy that I've been able to have this in my arsenal. This is what I want to say about it, right? I'm really excited about it. And for those of you that know, Facebook had me all jacked up. They still got me jacked up. I was losing sleep, but because I was able to take this elixir, I was able to at least get some sleep through the night. Now, of course, it was still bothering me. I wake up time to time, but because I was able to take this pamperwithgrace.com, the elixir, I was able to get some decent night's sleep many nights, waking up and feeling disgusted with what they were doing to me, what they are doing to me still, but I was able to get some sleep.
Yeah. And well, you know what? I want to talk about one particular ingredient. You know, we talked about the collagen and we talked about the astaxanthin. I want to talk about the cat's claw today. That's one of the three ingredients and what it does for you. There's been studies that prove that this has tremendous help for your body. One, it supports your immune system, right? It contains various alkaloids and polyphenols, which have been found to interact with immune cells and signaling pathways. You know what it does, Will? It actually stimulates immune cells to attack bad cells in your body. It recognizes the bad cells and it kills them. Isn't that awesome? And then cat's claw is also known to help with autoimmune conditions. There's a lot of people that have autoimmune conditions right now, especially, you know, after, you know, COVID came out and stuff like that. This has shown benefits to help people with autoimmune conditions. Anti-inflammatory. This has helped people with rheumatoid arthritis and just regular arthritis. It has a powerful antioxidant in it. And it also has shown to have potential anti-cancer properties that may help keep cancer at bay. So, and also it has it has other things like, you know, like I said, antioxidant, polyphenols. It helps stabilize your immune system. So, everybody, I want you to take this. To take the 30-day challenge by going to pamperwithgrace.com. You can subscribe and save a little bit.
That is the key. Uh-huh. I try to express it enough. That's the key. You, again, you have 30 days trial. You can get your money back. I'm telling you, you'll be pleasantly surprised. But the key to save money is to do the subscription. You do the subscription. You subscribe. You can save money. When you're finding out that you love it. And again, you can cancel anytime.
And 30-day money back guarantee. Can't go wrong, Will.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win, really. The reason why I'm promoting it, because it works for Will Johnson. I don't know if y'all can tell, but like on my head, look at my hair. My hair was starting to thin out. I still got the gray up there, which, you know, I really don't so much mind the gray, but my hair was thinning out. And now my hair is coming back. And I wasn't even expecting that because I was going to cut my hair off. I was going to go bald. But now it's growing back. I'm really excited about it. I get to keep my dreadlocks. It's pretty awesome. Okay, everybody, that's it. Thank you so much for being here. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Stay safe out there, everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.